Let us start again from the memra of Avuna Marav. Amar Avuna Marav, Osham Shanitik Lariye, Beshachtai Stam Kosher Leoila. The main chiddush of Ravuna is that a osham that was discovered by law, let's say the Bailam had an osham and it got lost, they were makir of a different osham and then they found this osham. So the main chiddush of Ravuna Barav is that this osham, since it is oimed to be nimka, and with the domim, it's oimed to be roya ache yispayev, it's oimed to get a mum, and then they're paid it, and with the domim they buy a korban oila. So since the osid of this osham is to become an oila, so Ravuna Barav said a chiddush, if shachta istam, he shechted it, without riyah, it did not as yet become a bal mum. He shechted this osham alone, so it's kosher lo'ilo. And he shechted it without any kavone, it's kosher lo'ilo because the osham now has kedushas oila. Automatically, after when he was niskapa with the osham, with the second osham, so this osham automatically becomes an oila. And if it's shachta istam, it's kosher oila, because now it has kedushas oila, and shachta istam will be kosher oila. Alma kasava loibo yakir. So we see from Ravuna Marav, he does not have to be mechashiv to shechted for an oila. By itself, it is kosher for an oila. Alma kasava loibo yakir, he does not have to be oike this osha. So the Gemara asks, if automatically the Osham gets a Kedushas Oila as soon as he was Niskapa, Kiloi Nitek Nami, so why did Ravuna Marav say that it is only kosher if it was Nitek Lariya? Nitek Lariya means that he had sent it to a place where it's only to become a Balmum. Why do you need this procedure? This procedure in no way controls the kedusha of the kol. If it's an oila, it's an oila automatically. So why do you need nitik lariya, and then it is kosher, and if it won't be nitik lariya, it will be possible? What does the nitik lariya accomplish? The Gemara says, gzeira li acha kapore otu lifnei kapore. That if it won't be nitik lariya, we can be afraid he might shech this osham before the Bailam was niskapa. And then it is not good for an oila. So therefore we need nitik lariya. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Osham shenitik lariya shemesu ba'olov ve'niskapru bi'ach. That the Osham already is not oimed anymore to function as an Osham, but either mesu ba'olov or niskapru bi'ach. And Allah is v'chatos v'osham einay boim nidovo. A chatos and an osham cannot be brought now as an adov. If there's no chiv anymore, so you cannot bring it b'teiras osham or b'teiras chatos. Ish niskapel ba'achet. So if the bailam was niskapel with another osham, ain't takona lezeh. So there's no takona for this to remain an osham. Megabi chatos, ilchus agemir lo de meisa. By a chatos, we have a loch l'moishim isinai that if niskaplu by lo, so the chatos is meisa. Uba osham, but by an osha gemiri hilchese, we have a loche kosha b'chatos meisa, ba osham roya. For chatos, the din is meisa, so by an osham, there's a din roya acha yistayev, that you wait till it becomes a balmum, and then you paid it, and you buy an oila with the dom. So now, Ravuna Marav said, ve'im nitkoi me'olo, ve'hishlichoi la'epel li'roi she'yistai ve'yipel boimo. If he was mashlich, this osham, that means he sent it already that it should become a balmum, שיוכל לבדויסו אלויצי אלוהו. That after it will become a bamum and then it will be able to be poided, the chol ha-royim, and all behemoths, which are the royach ha-yistayim, the mayim loiflum l'nadova. So what do you do with the domim after you poided? It is used for nadova. Umahi nadova. Shisha shoifreis oyu b'migdosh. There were six pushkes, so to say, in the migdosh, because of alayim nadova. Shom hayu noisnim kol meisad mechatas v'osham. The money that was derived from the mechatas, I think the mechatas means he was mafresh domim for achatas and then he died, so there is no din meisad. Or the mei osham that he was paid the osham, umevin misham kaitam izbeach, oilis. So you bring from these nedoves the kaitam izbeach, which are oilis. Bosa la shame, the oires le kahan. Shazam ed roshi shal yayoda koim be meseches tmura. Vize loy himtin. Now this person, that's the normal procedure. And as we'll see later, this is the lachatchiladike procedure. The lachatchiladike procedure is that he should be, it should be yira atche yistayit, and then be poided, and the domim should be used for eilus nedov. Vizeh loy himtim. This person did not follow the correct procedure. He did not wait at sheyumam. Umishenitkei l'riyeh, as soon as he was menatik at l'riyeh, shochtoi stam. He shechted this osham stam without any kabonis. So the loch is kosher lo eilas kayitz abizbeh. So it's kosher lo eilas kayitz abizbeh. Hoyu v'soif soif domov lekach hoyu oimdim. Since the domim of this kolben were oimed to be an oila, so memela, so the behem alone is in itself already kedushas oila, and therefore ashchit estam, it will help, it will become an oila already. Shachit estam, it's an oila. So we see that Rav holds leiboy akire. Me'acher shuhu oimed lekach. Since this osham is oimed eventually to become an oila, ein tzorich laker shem osham imenu. You don't have to be oiker the shem osham. There's an automatic akire as soon as it's miskapu by law. Automatically, it becomes an oila. So the Gemara asks, if that is the case, yihochi kiloi nitik nami, so why do you need this nitik l'riye? Misho shen iskaper ba'acher, the minute he was niskaper, stomei lekayet ha-mizbeach koi, so it's oimed already to be an oiler. So why do you need this nitik l'riye? So the Gemara says, zeyra la'acher kaporo otu koidem shen iskaper. Koidem shen iskaper, the stomei la'osho, before kapore. That means, let us be megashim the inyan. He had osham aleph. Now this osham aleph is oimed to become an osham. Then let's say this osham got lost, and he purchased osham bay. Now let's say he found osham aleph before he was makriv osham bay. So the halacha is that the Osham Aleph is oimed to be an Osham. He should be makriv Osham Aleph for his Osham. So now, if he will see that he could be makriv this Osham after the Kapor, he could be makriv it for an Oila. So he might come to think, what's the difference if I makriv it after the Kapor for an Oila? If I'm accurate before the kapora for noila, he won't differentiate that there's a difference between before kapora, that this is oimah to be an osham, and after kapora, when it's not oimah to be an osham, then it's oimah to be an noila. It's gzeira, so if we will be matter, we'll say it's a kosher oila without any nituk, so we might come to a kilkul that he might think that this is a kosher oila before kapora. Zeira la acha kapora to koidem shenis kapora, which is then the stomach la osha. Avo mishenite, but if it was already, went through the process of nitik, so he sees this is already a different side. It was nitik to be royashe yistayit. So then he won't make this mistake, is loy michle. So then he won't be machle to say that koidem kapore is similar to achat kapore. So the emerson Rav is saying two halachas. The main halacha Rav is saying is that automatically it becomes a loyla. That's the ikar halacha that Rav is saying. Rav was moisif, even though it becomes an oyla, you need nitik l'riya als kseira. So the Gemara asks now, how do you know there's such a kseira? The Gemara is not going into the ikar chiddush of Rav, that automatically becomes an oyla. The Gemara is going into the second nekuda that Rav mentioned, that the lechatchila one is not permitted to be makrivit for an oyla. Look, the Gemara umenor taimra. How do you know that there is such a gzeire? This now we learned in the Mishnah. Osham shemesu ba'ola, oy sheniskapru ba'ola, yire ache yistayiv v'yimochal v'yiplu domov l'nedom. The Mishnah says that Oshem Shemeis Oshem Iskapro Bolo is Yirat Sheyistai V'Yimokher V'Yiplu Domo V'Nedove, and the Domim will be used for, as Rashi mentioned before, for an Oila which is Kaitam as Beyach, will be an Oila Stibo. Rabbi Lezer Oimer Yomus. Rabbi Lezer holds Yomus. Rabbi Yeshua Oimer Yimokher V'Yovi B'Domov Oilo. We'll see in Rashi, the machloikis between Rabbi Yeshua and the Tanakhama is that according to Rabbi Yeshua, it does not have to be an oilas sibo, it can be an oilas yochid. He could use it for his own oila. Yovi bedon of oila for himself. According to the Tanakhama, it's an oilas sibo, it's kayit hamizbeach. So the Gemara makes a diik midivrei Rabbi Yeshua, bedomo en. It says that you should see that you have to, you should be poided, and then you should purchase an oila with the domin. Avol guf oiloi, but we see from Rabbi Yeshua that one lechatchile is not permitted to use this osham for an oila. Lechatchile, he has to go and make sure it becomes a balmum and be poided, and then purchase an oila with the dom. So we see that why lechatchila are you not allowed to shecht this for an oila? So we see that there's a gzeira la'achar kapora otu lifnei kapora. So therefore there is such a seder. The seder is that lechatchila, one, it should be yira ad sheyistayi. That's the lechatchila dikizach. That one should not shecht at all this osham. Gzeire. There's a gzeire. Koidem kapore. The goyza acha kapore to koidem kapore. So the lechatchila dikizin is that he should not use this at all for an oyva. That's what the Mishnah tells us. Now, Rav Huna told us that b'diyavet, if it was nitik l'riyeh, so b'diyavet, it is kosher. That was Abhunah's chiddush. That means Abhunah, since the Mishnah tells us that there is a gzeire, so Abhunah is telling us there's madreges in the gzeire. Lechatchile, one should not use this oila at all. He should use only the domim and purchase a different oila. That's lechatchile. B'diyavet, after nitik, he used this osham for an oila. B'diyavet, it's also good. Before nitik, if he used this for an oila, but the evidence is possible. And the yisai that we are geyser, that we see in this Mishnah, because the Mishnah said lechatchila nitik is also not good. Lechatchila you have to, it should be yirat sheyistayiv, and the domim should be used for an oila. Zot Rashi, No taimra laha milse da om halach de gazrine nach. Where do we see a makar that is such a gzeire that that we goise la acha kapora otu with nei kapora? When the double the shayfes. Rabbi Lezer oima yomus. Rabbi Lezer holds a oshas noshem shen is kapor, so he holds yomus. Wherever we find Rabbi Lezer held that an Osham is similar halachas, similar to a chatas. Shenema kechatas ka Osham, v'chein gabi shaloi lishmoi, just like a chatas shaloi lishmoi is possible, he holds an Osham shaloi lishmoi is possible. V'chein gabi chatas shenim is dorma l'chnim, v'misach l'smochem. Rabbi Yeshua Oimer Yimoche La'acher Shanistoy. Rabbi Yeshua holds that after became a Balmum, it should be sold. Yobi Bidomo Oilo. Nedove La'atzmo. Now, Rabbi Yeshua is saying that this is a Nedove for himself. Para Nidva Sibo, Para Oilo Kaifam Isbeyer, Nedove La'atzmo. A Meseches Mure Masik Lahomilse, the Gemara Meseches Mure explains. Aloy Ab Anidova Oilehi. It's the Chachomim hold, Oshem Shemesu Baolam, Oshem Iskapu Baolam, Yirachistai, Vimoch Vipu Domov, Linidova. The Chachomim did not explain, the Tanakam not explain what Nidova it is. But the Nidova means it is used for an Oilo. So the Gemara and Mura asks, so what is the difference between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yeshua? For lo yaf hanedova oilei, ma bein divrei Rabbi Yeshua le divrei Chachomim. So the Gemara answers, Ella, shebizman shibo lechoivo soy, according to Rabbi Yeshua, that he can use this for his own choy, hu soy mecholeo. So this is a din smiche, b'shoichto. Unisocheo, kreivim mishaloi, he brings in the sochem. Shibol and itvas tzibu, ene soy mechalel. Okay, that is the machloikis between the Chachomim and Rabbi Yeshua. If you sell it, the pidyon is to purchase a oilas tzibu or an oilas shoch. Now the Gemara is medayik midivrei Rabbi Yeshua. Bedomov in, you should purchase an oila with the domin. Havol ihu gufe loy omar the yikrav oila. But to be makrev this oshem alone for an oila, I do not allow to do. The afal pi shemakriv oila atma. Even though he's using this koben for himself. We'll come back to what this Rashi is saying. Almen. If you'll be matel now, after kapore, you'll tell him you're permitted to shech l'chatchile. This osham now for an oile, toy. So he'll make a mistake. So if he needs an oila, he'll use this for an oila for the before kapora. And then we'll bring the second behemoth for an oshem. Not permitted to make from an oshem an oila. If it's oima to be geshachtem for an oshem, you have to shecht it for an oshem. It can't become an oila. So in order to avoid making such a toys, so Chazal made a gzeirim, that lechatchile, you mechuyev to be yirat sheyistai, and you, with the domim, you should purchase an oila. Now, Rashi says, v'af al pi shemakrivoi la'atzmai. Rashi sticks in a few words. That the deal, that Rav brought from this Mishnah, that we were goyzer, acha kapore, lifnei kapore, the diyek is not from the Chachomim, the diyek is from Rabbi Yeshua. And Rashi explains what is the diyek, because according to Rabbi Yeshua, makrivei la'atzmoi. Ha'ofishe makrivei la'atzmoi, there's still a halacha of yimoch. Why is there a loch of Yimoche? It's a raya because we goyzer achar kapore otu lifnei kapore. But from Rashi would see, according to the Chachomim, b'chlal we don't have a raya to Rav that we were goyzer achar kapore lifnei kapore. Now we have to understand this. What is the difference? But we also see the Loshna Gemara is mashmeh that the whole raya of Rav is from Rabbi Yeshua. Because the Gemara brings down the Loshen of Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua ima Yemoche v'yovei bidomov. Gemara's medayk bidomov in, avon guf eloi. The Loshen of the Chachomim was, it said Yemoche v'yiplu domov l'nidomov. It didn't say bidomov. The Gemara's medayk midivrei Rabbi Yeshua. So the Taisvus Rid, and the Rishash, Rishash was mechavan to the divrei Taisvus Rid. So they say as follows. According to the Chachomim, there's a transition. Before it was a Korban Yochid, it was an Osham. And now it becomes an Oilas Tzibur. So, if I would see from the Chachomim, that the Chachomim said, that you need Yira Atshe Yistai, and then you have to purchase an Oilas, with the Domim you have to purchase an Oilas Tzibur, I would say could be the reason is, not because there's a gzeirah. No, the reason is because a korban yochid cannot switch into a korban tzibur from zichalei. Before this was his korban, and now for it to become a korban tzibur doesn't work like that. Even though it was niskap already, a korban yochid never becomes a korban tzibur. The only way you can make a korban tzibur is yira sheyistai, but with the damim you'll purchase a korban tzibur. So from the Chachamim, we don't see this yourself. But from Rabbi Yeshua says that it remains a Korban Yochid. Before it was his Oshem, now it's his Oilo. So that's what Rashi says. So here, it's Zichenat Mistaver, that in order for it to become an Oilo, you need Yirachi Yistayim. And with the, you have to purchase it for an oila. Since it is, remains a korban yochid, so memele, you don't need the whole yira atche yistai. So why taka do you need it? So kocha, from here you see the whole yisod. You see that there's a gzeire, that chazal wa goyza, koydim kapore, ado al acha kapore, to koydim kapore. As I mentioned before, there's three dargis. Is one darge lechatchile in order to avoid any terusim lechatchile one should not use this korban at all. Should be yirat sheyistai b'yor b'domo oilo. B'di'eved if it was nitikleriyim. So b'di'eved and he shechted it for an oilo, that's also good. But if it was gishachten for an oilo before it was nitikleriyim. Chazal Pasol. And the reason is, one reason, Zeire Acher Kapor Otu Koyim Kapor. Let us see Taisus. Osham Shenitik Lariye Vishochtoi Stam Koshe. So Taisus Kol Ike Riye Midarabona. This, what Rav said, you need Riye Nitik Lariye, this is Adarabona the Kedim. The Midere Reise So the Riyah is Loimala V'Loimoy. So let's forget about the Nitik Riyah. So what is Rav Huna saying? Rav Huna Barav is saying, an Osham Sheshochto Istam La'acha Shen Iskaper is an Oilo. That's what Rav Huna Barav is saying. This Riyah is at Rabban and the Kecheshben. Well, let's see the Ike Nekuda of Rav Huna Barav. L'Hikoma Alme. So we see that Rav Huna Barav holds Loiboy akira, that automatically it becomes an oila, you don't have to be oikirit from an osham to an oila. Automatically it becomes an oila. Because the nitik does not make it for an oila. This is a drabonadiki procedure, a drabonadiki ceremony, but this will not change the status of the kol. So if we see from Rav that it was geshochten stam, That it's a kosher oila, so we see automatically after he was niskapa, automatically it becomes an oila. Alma leibo lochikoma, alma leibo yakira. So from Rav we see he holds, you do not need an akira. Fragt die Gemara, Ihochi, so if it becomes a Neul automatically, Kilo Nitek Nami, so what is Pshat in this Nitek? So now Taisvis explained as follows. I amre pishloime loyakire. So Taisvis says, if we would say, not like that, if we would say that you have to be mechashim v'shashchite, I'm shechting it for an oilo. Hossi shaper, then I would understand why you need nitik. The be'ine nitik, ha'idei nitik, yizker lo'oikroi. That means the oile procedure has to start functioning. That means it was nitik l'riya, so what is he doing now? He's putting it in tamatzev, that it should become a balmum, and that it should eventually be sold for an oile, so that the oile procedure that started functioning, so then he'll remember, if he shechts it, he should shecht it for an oile. The be'ine nitik, by yidei nitik, yizkei lo'oikroi. But if he was not menatik, like, then it's not kosher. The gozrinin oikrei oto loy oikrei, we're afraid. If he might shecht it without an akira. So that means if we would not hold like Rav, we could understand the purpose of nitik very good. Nitik is a reminder to him that when he shechts it, he should shecht it l'shem oilah. And that is the only way that it becomes an oilah. So he needs a process of nituk to remind him to be oikeret l'shem oilah. Avol hashtabot. Mor es deloy boi yakire. Now we see from Rav says shochtei stam is also kosher. So we see from Rav, you don't have to be oikeret for an oil. It is an oil automatically. So then the Gemara asks, nitik nami lichsho. So why do you need this nitik? He doesn't have to do anything. He doesn't have to think anything. Koidem nitik nami lichsho. The leke lemeichesh lemidi. There's nothing but to be afraid of. Mishani, the koidem nitik azrinin. Acha kapore oto lifnei kapore. So the Gemara answers, the reason you need nitik, because if he'll shecht it without anything, acha kapore, he might come and shecht it lifnei kapore. So Taisvis, va'acha nitik nami, diyavet kosher. After nitik, Rav Uno Marav said, v'shochtoi stam kosher b'diyavet. It's only b'diyavet kosher. Ava l'chatchile, we do not, we are not matter for him that he should shecht it alone. Bir gazrinen otolif nekapore. That means l'chatchile, we do not want him to shecht the behemah. We want he should only use the domim of this behemah and shecht a different one. L'chatchile mir gazrinen otolif nekapore. U'minotaymre, how do we know that l'chatchile we are goyzer? How do we know that l'chatchila we are goyzer and we don't even want that he should shecht it after nituk? It's nan osham, but no mevin. So it says klar. The Mishnah says, how should one shecht this osham? Dafke bedoma. We should only use the domim for an oilam. Aval hu guf aloy. So from here we see also that you do not need an akire. Why? So Taisves da kula alme moidu to la ache akire venito hoye yochel l'shochtoi l'chatchile the leke l'migza otom koidem akire. So Taisves says like this. If we would not say like Rav, and if we would say that you do need an akira, if we would say you do need an akira, so Taisa mentioned before the whole purpose of nitik is then to remind him to make an akira. The akira v'nitik al yoyochel l'shochte l'chatchila the lack of a mixer or to kaidem akira hoil v'ika akira the nitok. So Memele, so Taisvis says, not only is Rav bringing a raya that there is a gzeire, which that seems from Rashi, that's all what Rav is bringing a raya. Now Taisvis says, Rav is bringing a raya for his hostik toilet. is being right this whole stick teure that shachta is toma is kosha. Is being right you don't need an akira. Because if you would need an akira, and then the purpose of nitik would be to remind him to make an akira, and then you would not need yirat shayistai. Then nitok and akira would be sufficient. Vikakeira the nitok, ilav mishum gizrina lacha kapore, v'nitok oto koidem kapore. Since you do not need an akira, so then it's able to differentiate between acha kapore, koidem kapore, sek is shechting in stam, so that's why we say that only b'diyavid it's kosher, and l'chatchile, you have to be yirat sheyistayiv, and with the domim you should buy an oil. Uma shepirish ri. Now Toysmith says, so the ri had said ashtik teir, the ri was moisev. What's a nekuda which Rashi did not say. Ri had said, the I amrit the boy akire osi shaper, if you need an akire, is osi shaper, the gozru bishaloi nitek, duma osi lishchei poloi akire. I said, the Ri had said that the whole kasha, why do you need nitok, was only a kasha and Rav, because Rav says that you do not need an akire, so there the Gemara asks, why do you need nitok? But, if we would hold that you do need nitok, that you do need an akire, so then it's poshet that you need nitok, because you need nitok in order to remind him to make an akire. But the chtais was koshet. You came Pesach, Bishar, Yemois, Hashon, and the boy Akira. We went before Perik Tomid Nishchat. That a Pesach, Bishar, Yemois, Hashon, which means the person shechted a Pesach before Pesach, Mafresh, a Kobu Pesach, and Odo. And he shechted it in Odo, so the only way it is kosher for Shlomim, if he shechted it with Shem Shlomim. So Amayloi Mafresh Riyah. So why don't you need Riyah? The Ri was Machadish. Whenever you need an Akire, you need Nitik L'Riye. Saibazoi, so why does it say over there that it's good? If there was an Akire alone, L'Chaire, you should need Nitik. Him. Al-Koponim, we have here a Sugye, that the Sugye says that the sole purpose of Nitik is, according to Rav, that the Gozrinin, Acha Kapor, Oto Koidem Kapor. Makshino. The Welt fragt Akashe. The Oma Perikama de Menoches, Oma Ravuna Mara. Osham, Shenitik Lariye, Mishochta Islam. Koshe, the Yoimo. Nitik Ein, Loi Nitik Lov. This is Mamish the Memory of Rav. But then the Gemara says, My time. Oma Kro. So the Gemara seems to be saying, my time, why do you need nitok? Just like the Gemara asked by us, why do you need nitok? The Gemara brings a posik, omakro, hu bab yosa yehe. Alma nitok di yereisu. Och imash mishu medarabono, vgazrin noto koidem kapor. So it's a stira to Gemara's. That what the Gemara is bringing up Posek is not why do you need Nitok. Nitok you need, like it says in our Gemara. You need Nitok because we're without Nitok we're going to Acha Kapora to Koidem Kapora. But the Gemara is saying, why Koidem Kapora is no good. Koidem kapore, it remains an ocean. Even with the rice I have above your soy, koidem kapore, since it will remain an ocean, koidem kapore. So that is why gozrin in acha kapore to koidem kapore. So the pasuk is not a reason to explain why you need nitok. No, the pasuk is a reason to explain why koidem kapore is not good for an oil. Koidem kapore is in who above your soy you hey. That even though Rachmid of Ashmur is Mavair, even though every Osham is a potential Oyla, that's Eftish and Iskata. But Koidim Shenis Kapit is a loch of Hubab Yosiyeh can only be used for a Noshe. Rabbi Netam Pirish, Rabbi Netam did not want to say that that's Pshat in the Gemara, that the Gemara is giving a reason why before Kapor it's no good. Rabbi Netam says as follows. Tohochi kam Rabbi Menachos. Nitik ein, loy nitik mot. Vavke nitik. Vitaime, why do you need nitik? Kapor is shoche, like our Gemara says. Because bringing it to litmei Kapor. Period. Umasik my time. Now the Gemara says, my time. Omar Kro, who? Now what is the kasha? What's the kasha now, my time? Klaima, my time kasha. Now the Gemara is asking a different kasha. Why after Nittuk is it kasha? Haloy aloch lemoyshe misinayhu, the whole shabachatos meise bo'oshem royem. So the Gemara's kasha is asking, why is it good? Why does it become an oila automatically? We have aloch elamayshim isinai kol shabachatos meisa ba'oshem goya. The aloch is, you can't use this oshem for another kol. The aloch is, it should be royach yistayiv, the yifte, the mochel, but the domim you get an oila. How could you use this for an oila? Oh, makro, who? Pasuk says, Oshom, it was once an Oshom, and who, Mashma Bav Yosei Shele Besoyim, but it will eventually become later, Kishe Yistoi V'yimocho, Sha'adomim L'nadomim V'aviyoylo, V'osikrolil Mabal Alochi, V'ochi Gamrina, D'chol Shebechatos Mesa, V'osham Koravoylo. That means, this Pasuk is telling me, Pshat, in V'alocha L'mayshim Yisina. That means, Poshet, we understood that the Loch of the Moshe Mishinai was Kosha Bechatos Meisa Ba'oshom Yirat Sheyistai V'imochel V'imochel. So the Who comes to tell us, no, that what it is oimed to become after Yirat Sheyistai. So Who, the Oshom itself has this potential now. So the who is Megale Pshat in the Loch Lamoshe Mishinai, that it is not Kol Shebechatos Meisa Ba'oshem Roye, no Kol Shebechatos Meisa Ba'oshem Korevoylo. That's the who telling us. The who is telling us that by an Oshem you could use the Oshem alone for an Oyla. So the first Pshat in the Rabbeinu Tam is that the who is Mishane what we had thought was the Loch Lamoshe Mishinai. Inami, now Taisvah says a second pshat, not like it's very modern. We had a loch l'maish mesina yirat sheyistai, and now we have a who telling me that not a loch l'maish mesina. Loch l'maish mesina is kol shebechatos meisa ba'oshem korevoylo. So Taisvah wants to say a second mahalach. Inami ki gamrine de ba'oshem roye le'mitzvah. So Taisvah in the second teret says as follows. That the emesin, there's a loch l'moishe misinai, that kol shebechatos meisa ba'oshom roye. Stak is such a thing. It's a mitzvah that it should be roye. The who tells us that Abba, if you used it, if you didn't do this mitzvah and you used it for an oila, it's also good. So there's two alochis minatoye. Le mitzvah should be a roye. Abu Meikar Adin, it's good for an Oila also. That's the second Mahalach. Now in this second Mahalach, the Dvar Shmuel asks Amor de Kekashe, if according to the Rabbeinu Tam, the mitzvah, it should be Yimocha, so how could Rav bring a Raya from the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, B'domov in Avogufo Eloi. It's a raya. Why not? It's a raya that's a gzeira. Rekta Dvar Shmuel, what's the raya that's a gzeira? Taita by the time just said now, that means a teira is a mitzvah that it should be roya. It's a mitzvah that it should be roya. Not a gzeira. How could the Gemara be medayik? Bedomo, ein, begufa, loy, is a raya that's a gzeira? No, bedomo, ein, alf, the mitzvah. As if Rekta Dvar Shmuel. It could be that the Gemara is medayik from the Loshen HaMishnah. That means, according to this Rabbeinu Tam, Bachsach Meir is brought down a Loshen by a Bechoyer, even though a Bechoyer is Kodesh, Mitzvah LaHakdisha. It's a mitzvah to say that this is to be mandish kedushas prayer. It's a mitzvah. If you don't do it, it's not as kedushas prayer. It's a mitzvah to be mandish. So if the Mishnah is telling us that one should sell it, it should be yirat sheyistayim als a mitzvah, so the Mishnah should have said yimocher v'yovi v'domav oila l'mitzvah. That means mikradin, you could use this for a korban oila. But l'mitzvah, you should sell it. So the Mishnah should have said l'mitzvah. It's a mitzvah kiyumis. There's a pasuk who? The pasuk who tells me you could use this for an oila also. The pasuk who isn't speaking about avayonim. The pasuk who is telling us that be'etzim, the oshem has a kedushas oila. But we learn after the loch l'mayshim isina, l'mitzvah one should not use this for an oila. It's preferable once you use the domim for an oila. So l'chayrev, the Tana should have said, yimoch v'yavi b'dom of oila l'mitzvah. Since the Tana said, Tana doesn't say l'mitzvah, Tana says, that's what you have to do. Don't do anything else. So that's a right to say, gzeire, that means the Rabbonon, you're not allowed to be makrivet for an oila. Only with the yavet, if nitkeleria, ksheire. Well, l'chatkeli, not allowed to do it. Inami, now Taisus has a third pshat, how we're miyashiv, the Allah l'mayshim seen in the pasuk. The be'osham ozil l'nidvas zibol. The Allah l'mayshim seen is, the Allah l'mayshim seen was, that it's ozil l'nidvas zibol. The law yodin, and that was the Allah l'mayshim seen. So the Allah l'mayshim was very unclear. The Gilson, the Meiris Gemara from the Mashah, but we didn't know igam hu atzmoi oidav kedomo. That means the loch l'mayshe mesinei was given over stam that kol shabachatos meisa ba'osham ozil anidvasiba v'lo yadin et igam hu atzmoi if anidvasiba is you can use it itself oidav kedomo. Oidav kedomo v'goli kro. So like this I wouldn't know pshat. With Allah Mashim Sinai alone, the Golden Kod, the Huatmai. The Huatmai is also Nikrav Oivai. So now Taisma says, if the Pasuk is telling us that you can be Makrav this for an oil, so why didn't the whole Allah Mashim Sinai? Taisma says, we love Allah, Avaminu Hu, Bab Yossi, the Mekari Yehei, I would learn different Pshat and Pasuk. Not that this, you can be Makrav for an oil, no, Vala Yikrav Oivai, let's say Pulfakel. I would say that it has to remain an Osham. You can't be makav an Osham. Who? It remains an Osham. But now, since I have Halacha L'Moshe Mi'Sinai, Halacha L'Moshe Mi'Sinai says that it has in it a potential Kedushas Oila, so then I say, who is coming to Megala, that the Gufa Kom can also be used for an Oila. The Ra'el appears there, that the who is coming to tell us why you can be makav this for an Oila, not the way the reset shot, why you can't be makav et koidim kapora for an oila. It's more of a perikei lakotshin, gosinim mechol asvorim, omar afune, oshem shenitik l'riye, v'shochta istam kosher. My time is, so here the Gemara is asking, why is it kosher? Omar kro hubav yose yeh, v'gosinim osam v'shem seif v'nitik eim v'nitik loy. So there you can't say the way the reset shot, that the kash is why do you need nitik? Kash is, why is it kosher? So you see the who is megale, why it is kosher. Al kaponim, the iker nekude from our sugye, what the whole sugye is going to speak about, is the chiddush of Rav, that Rav said that if you have an osham that is niskapru bailo, so automatically it becomes an oila. If it is not anymore oime to be an osham, automatically it becomes an oila. You don't have to be oikeret for an oila. Automatically it becomes an oila. Eisvei Rav Chisda l'Rabun. So on this nekuda we're going to have a whole sugya on this. Shachtoi, we learned in our Mishneh, Shachtoi v'noida shemoshchoi bailam es yodam. He shechted it and we found out Shemoshchu Bailim es Yodom, that the Bailim were Mesalik themselves from this cult. So, that he found out later. But Bishash Shchite, what did he do? He shechted a Kolben Pesach that doesn't have Bailim. Now, a Kolben Pesach that doesn't have Bailim is not Roy for a Pesach. So Memele, so now we have a Yisod of Rav. Rav said, if something is not Roy for an Osham, automatically it becomes an Oilo. So let's use the same trend of thought over here. So if this, now there's no Bailam anymore. So you have a Pesach without Bailam, it's not Roy for a Pesach. So a Pesach without Bailam, so it's not Roy for a Pesach, so automatically it should become a Shlomim. So now, so let's see what happened. So Lachayre, if a person shechted this, so that, so now, according to Rav, the Lachayre should be, he shechted the Shlomim. Wasn't allowed to, was Shabbos, but he shechted a Shlomim. Now, let's go a little further. So what, he shechted a Shlomim. If, so Lachayre, al pi cheshbin, the Shlomim should be kosher. If we will assume that the Shlomim is possible, the only psul we can think about, if it is a Shlomim, is because it was Nikrav after the Tomid Shalbein Arbayim, and we'll see that there's a psul, a Korban, that was Nikrav after the Tomid Shalbein Arbayim, is possible. So let us see, now let us see the Kasha. We learned in the Mishnah, Shachtoi V'noida Shemosh Chabayim as Yodom. So our Mishnah says, if a person did this in Shabbos, he's Chayav HaChatos. No, he's potter because he's an honest shachet bushes. Shachte v'noyde shemash chobaylam es yodom. V'toni alo. So we learned the baraisa as follows. B'choil ki haigavne yisorev miyam. If it's Shabbos, he can't burn it. But if it is choil, if this maisa happened b'choil, this person thought they were baylam on it, he shechted it, he thought it was a Pesach, but really it wasn't a Pesach. So then, Yisorech miyat, you have to burn this coal. Apostle Akob, so the Gemara says, Yamret bishloime boi akire. The Gemara says like this, if we will not say like that, if we will say that automatically it does not become a shlom. So if automatically it does not become a shlom, so it's a Pesach. This person didn't know, the Sheikh had taught this thing, the Sheikh was the under impression it was a Pesach. He thought this to Bailaman. So, if automatically it does not become a shlomim, so then I can understand why you burn it right away, because this person shechted a kol ben Pesach, shaloi lemnuyo. There's no mnuyim on it. So it's apostle a kol. So the Gemara says like this. Bishloime, yamrit bishloime bo yakire, if you say that in order to become a shlomim, you have to shecht it befeirish l'shem shlomim. If you don't shecht it befeirish l'shem shlomim, it's a Pesach. So yamad b'shloime bo yakire, I Pesach. So this is a Kolben Pesach. V'kiv in the last lay bailim, and since there is no bailim on this Kolben Pesach, moshel bailim v'shodom imenu, havalei p'sulei megufis, this is a posel a Kolben. Amotu lohochi yisorif miyat. So it's very good, but you have to burn it. You have to burn it. It's a psul agur. But if you tell me, the way Rav said, that you do not need an akire, so mereisha havele shlomim. So lemaisa, when he shechted it, he did not shecht a pesach. He shechted a shlomim. Psuloi mishum mai. So why is it possible? Mishum dover achet. So the whole reason it's possible is the top psul hagup. There's nothing wrong with the shlomim. The whole psul, it's a double study because it was geshocht and after the tamid. The Gemara says it's not a psul hagup. It's a psul study is ibo tsuraboy, not permitted to burn it right away. The sanya we learned in Abaraisa is zehaklal. Kol shepsuloi begufoy yisorech miyat. V'damu v'baylim, t'ubo tzorosay, v'yeitze l'beisa sleitze. If there's a zayte kipsu, you're not permitted to burn it right away. So if you'll say that if you'll say like Rav, that automatically it becomes a shlomim, so the only psu which is existent on this kolden is because it was nikkav after the tamid shalbein abayim. This is a zayte kipsu. This is Isaac Ipsul, there's no Allah of Yisrael of Miyad. You have to wait for Ibn Tzul. So Lechayre, it is a Kasha on Rav. This was the Kasha that they had on Rabbuna Merah. Let us see what Rashi says. V'tonia lo demasnisni. V'choyl ki hai gavne. That would be if this was during the week. V'choyl b'yochum asarif ha'yisarif miyad. V'ein tzorich lahamtim ashetha v'yotzuha. So you don't have to wait for ibotzuha. Half al kav the moisar apesach korav shalom. Why is it possible? The moisar apesach, something which was not going to be used for pesach, is a shlomim. If my yeshoichtei was there, and if he would have shechted it, was there shemaisi bolu b'shem shlomim my yekosh would have been a kosher ikon. But achshav shloyoka shem pesach men, but he didn't shecht it b'shem shlomim. He wasn't oikah b'shem pesach. Is yisorav miyat davalei pesach shen nishchat shloim lemduyo. Because this is the shechter of Pesach Shloimuyu, which is a psula of the Kol. So Yamrit v'shloim ma'af al gav v'stomei l'shem shlomi koi. If you will tell me, even though it's oimid l'shem shlomim v'yakire, that's nothing. Even though it's oimid l'shem shlomim, but in order to make an ice space, if you have to shechter l'shem shlomim, v'ol kamad loy oke ha'v'shem Pesach olum v'shemach yisov miyad. So now I understand why it's yisov miyad. If you have a cold and Pesach, that was b'shachn shloim duya. Eli amrit leiboi yakire ustomei shlomimu psulas machmas mai havi. What is the psul? Hoyelu shlomimu. What's the psul? Mishum the nishchad achatomid vein abayim. The shchitas Pesach achatomid ikdama betomid nishchad. But over Allah say the Hashlomi was over on the Ezra of Hashlomim. So the whole psul is because the Sheikhid was over on the Ezra of Hashlomim. And Hashlomim is not from the stifler, so the reason of the psul is because the Ovid Le Mahant, he wasn't allowed to shecht it. So if he shechted it, he can't accomplish, he can't create a Hechsher in the Kom. So that's what Rashi says, V'ovar, it's no psul in the gufa kol, it's a kosher kol, it's a shlomim. Now since this person was Ivan, it's a shlomim, so it doesn't help. The hechsher shchita doesn't help after. So it's not a psul a guf, we have a klal, kol she psul in the gufa kim pingul naisim tomi v'yoyti yisof miyad, v'in tzorich lahamti, you don't have to wait till you burn it. The dam of a violin, kainishbach adam. So, Pshadis, you're missing a machshir. A goy pesach shemaisu bolim. A nipmu achaz rike. So, memele, so you don't have any oichlim. So, you have nothing but to do with the kolm. Achshir pesach koshu, alo shein loy oichlim. Is to uba tzoroso, yantinu loy atshir, to uba mimenu tzuras bos. What is the tachlis of this? Even the psuloi chomo, since it's not a chomadik psul, I start meaning kochim bebizoy. So the male is not permitted to burn it right away. The ibel tzuro psulina, the havelei psuloi begusa. You wait, the chayre dachme psulina is psul noisa. So the male is so now it's a psul agup, and the havelei psul begup now becomes a psul agup. By taisach a tichre psul noisa. Like this, by a shlomim, what does Lina accomplish? If it's kosher for the next day, I don't know. Actually, says Selina Bahavle Begufa. So Bekitza, so we're asking a kasha on Rav from this Bereis. The Bereis says that a Kolben Pesach that Mesu Ba'olo, so it is only now to become a shlomim. If you shechted it, you burn it right away in the chutz. If we say it remains, if you shechted stam, it's called you shechting a pesach of shalom New York. Then we understand why you saw it miyat. If we say that as soon as it's mesu bolov, so since it's not oimet to remain a pesach, so automatically becomes a shlomim. So then the whole psul could only be because it was nishchat achat tomit shevein aboyim. So then, you should need a motzure. So from here we see cloth that you need an akire. Not like Rav that said shochtei stomai, it's kosher for neila. So the Gemara held this as a moirdike kashe. The Gemara makes an about face. Elo loipeima shochtei stam kosher l'shum oila, amaeima shochtei l'shum oila kosher. Punkt. that Rav holds you need an Akira, without an Akira, no good. Shachtai v'shum oimach, shachtai this Osham for an oimach kosher. How me boy Akira, you need an Akira. So now the Gemara said, we're choizah, Rav holds you need an Akira. Oh, if you need an Akira, so now it's beautiful, this Baraisa. The Baraisa said that you need that you saw it from Yad, because since there was no Nakire, so he shechted a Pesach Shloim Nuyim, so it's Psula Begufi, if you saw it from Yad. Rechte Gemore, good, in Rav you can tell me that Rav holds you need a Nakire. You make a Greis in Rav. Come up like the Gemore, Abba Ula Rav Chiyya Bagam de the Oma, Nizrika mi Pi Chabura Ba Omri. Think so you buy them to me and me see me dog in the Pesach Sheni. How you the boy Akira? How about Alma, my boy Akira? Rafiya Bagamda said, listen to this. Rafiya Bagamda said as follows. If a person shechted a Korban Pesach, Chalamoy. Shechted a Korban Pesach, Chalamoy. And the shaila is it a kosher korban? Is it not a kosher korban? So Rav Chiya Bagamda said like this. Is this korban, if the bailam of the korban was a tomei, so eventually he's going to use this korban. But this korban is oimed to be used for a face of shame. So this korban is oimed to be used for a face of shame. So that means that so stom it's called I'm shechting a pesach. So you shech the pesach shloim is manoi, it's a possible korban, and then there's no dinamis shechavol chametz. But if the bailim were not meyim, so then the korban is oimed to be used for shlomim. So you shech that it's a kosher korban for shlomim. So Rav Chiya Bagamda. So that means even though you can tell me that in Rav there's a shaila. If Rav holds you need an Akira, you don't need an Akira, but Rav Chiya Bagamda says, Klo, you do not need an Akira. Rav Chiya Bagamda says, Nizel Kami Pi Chabura, Va Omrik, Gain Shoy, when do you need an Akira? Shoy, you buy them, Kmei and Mason, and Nidoch, and Lepes of Shainim. So this Kolben is Oymet to remain being a Kolben Pesach, then you need an Akira. How you the boy Akira? Hova Alme. But, if it's not aiming to be a Kolben Pesach, my boy Akira. So you have someone that says, Klo, you do not need an Akira. So what is he going to do with this Baraisa? Ma'ika Lameimas, what do you do with the Baraisa? If you don't need an Akira, so it's not Psula Begufi. The whole Psula is that there was a Shlom and that was Geshochten after the Talmud. So why does the Baraisa say, Yisorif Miyah, Tadasirashi? Zogt Rashi, Rav Chiya Bagamda, Doma Betamid Nishchat, Gabi Masnis, and Bitoni Hosam, the Pesach Boi Akire, that in order to make it, or his Pesach need an Akire, for Ukmes, Rav Chiya Bagamda said, when do you need an Akire going, so you Bailam Tmei Mesim? The Bailam of Tmei Mesim, and they were aimed to use this Pesach for Pesach Sheini, so then, if you want to make it for Shlomo, you need an Akire. The only way we can understand Yisov Miyad is because you need an Akira, and since there wasn't an Akira, so it remained that Pesach that was Geshoch Nishalelam Nuyib, so it's a possible Kovim, so it's a Psalagum. What is Rav Chiya Bagamda going to do with this Baraisa? Elo Omar Ravune Bereider Al Yeshua, Hoche Bemai Askinen, Kigoin Shehefrishoi Koidem Katsoi. This Baraisa is speaking about as follows. They were Mafrish, this Kolben Pesach, Koidem Katsoi. Umeisu Bailin Acha Katsoi. And the Bailin died after Chatzos. The Iker was that Chatzos, when it was Chatzos, it was the roi to be nishchat for a Kolben Pesach. Then later, the Bailam died. Havalei nireh. It was roi to be geshokten for a kolden beiter. V'nitcheh. And then when the Bailam died, it was nitcheh for being geshokten for a kolden beiter. V'chol ha-nireh v'nitcheh shuv einei chayzeh v'nireh. And it was once nitcheh, what it was aimed for is a din of bichud. That it is a din that kolbonis on it, so the reason of the psul is, the reason why it is puzzled, is because it was very nitche. Let us see Rashi. But Rashi, Elam avun b'reda v'shua la'olam k'dekoma, don't go back that Rav holds, shoch teistam kosher. That really, automatically, it becomes a oil. That motion becomes an oil. Shafti stam kashalo. The kibin di koila oila stami oila. Since it's aiming to become an oila, so stami is also an oila. Ah, how fish it chulose yoshin, even though the beginning was an osha. The chain mo yisera pesach, and that's right, so just like automatically, an osham, after kapora becomes an oila, mo yisera pesach, kibin di lishloin koi, stami, yishochet lei, shlomin. Ah, if it's a shlomin, so it's not absolutely big with it. Hocha diktoni yisorot miyot, lav mishum akiret, not because you need an akiret, without an akiret, it's a pesach shlelem miyot, elo ke goyim, shefli shekoydim chatzos. So speaking about that he was matrish, this pesach koydim chatzos, vechimot ha chatzos, and retain chatzos, kevatei chatzos, shuhuz man shkitosoy. So when he became chatzos, so the chatzos was keveye, the nidol a pesach, but it became Roy for a Pesach. The Heva Kolben, that the Chatzos is the Zman Shchita, and the Kolben is around, so it's Nira le Pesach. Umeisu Bailem Acha Chatzos, Benitcha mi Pesach. So that means the Matzah that it was in before was Nitcha from that Matzah. Benitcha mi Pesach. So we have a cloud, the Shuv Einei Chayza Benitcha. A Kolben that was Nitcha, can never be chayze v'nire v'shlom. There's a new din. If it was nitche, it's nitche. Like the chashi oi bezoi, if there's such a klal, so what is the case of moysa pesach is a shlomim? Machayre, every moysa pesach was once nire for a pesach, and then it was nitche for a pesach, so how does it become a shlomim? Just tell me a new thing, that way it becomes nitche. From a shlomi, from that comes nitcha, from a pesach, that group of passes it like chodesh. So Rashi, behold, they came along, moiser ha-pesach, achar ha-pesach, korav shlomi. But Rashi, that is speaking about the goyim she'ovad koydem chatzos. The whole case of moiser pesach can be used for shlomi if it was lost before chatzos. V'nimtza achar shchites ha-pesach. V'loi osni chatzois alei l'mikveh v'loi nireh l'shchites Pesach v'yidin. It means it was never nireh to be geshochten for a Pesach. It was magdashit for a golden Pesach. It was magdashit before chatzois. Fine. But it wasn't, you can't shecht again. And then it got lost. When it got lost, you also can't shecht. And then later it became chatzois. And not an ishkan golden Pesach. It was magdash a different golden Pesach. Then he was makim the second Kolben Pesach, and now he found the first Kolben Pesach after the Shechit of the second one. So this Kolben Pesach, the first Kolben Pesach, was never nireh la'akrov, it was never roi la'akrov. So, therefore, there is no din dichud. But, if it was nireh la'akrov, and then it was nitcheh, then there's a din dichud. Now there's a moiradiki kasha over here, that the Gebadet and Baruch Hashem I found the Chazenish of Shrek the Kashi. So if we say this as Din Dichui, so let us go to Rav Huna Omer Rav's Din. So Rav Huna Omer Rav's Din doesn't make sense. Rav Huna Omer Rav is speaking about a person here as Osham. Now this Osham, he was Mastish for Osham, so it was Nireh. He don't need a Chatzos. He needed an Osham, he was Magdish an Osham, so it's Nireh la Osham. It was Nireh. Then later they shechted a second Osham. So now it's nitche from being makir from an Osham. So this is nire v'nitche. And here Rav says over here, da machst du mich gar nicht wissen, nicht wegen Dichoi. And here Rav says, and the lady found and he shechted it for an oilo, for a kashera oilo. Fragt doch, also nicht, was tut sich da? Here we're saying a whole shtick teure, that there's a din Dichoi. Here we're saying that there's a din Dichoi. And that is why the Bereise says Yisorif Miyad, because it's a din Dichoi. It was Dichoi v'nitche, this is a new problem. This throws in a new monkey wrench. It was nirev and nitre, then it becomes fossil. Then you can't make chesbonis later. Oy mitzvah, it's nitre, period. You can't be making it better. So memela, so by a korban pesach, Rashi beautifully explained, sometimes you can have a moisar apesa, that is not nire, and sometimes you have a moisar pesach that was nire. Aber frektach hazaynish abarav, Rav Zicher is speaking about a case of Nire. And if Rav holds his adin of Dichoi, so how could he say, Shachtei Stam, Kosher Nire?